Have everybody's attention. Welcome, thank you. So I know you've all been traveling long distances to get here tonight, but it's always nice to sort of end the first day of camp with a brief worship service. I also know that a lot of the little kids who have been traveling and it's getting a bit late are probably getting a bit fidgety and tired. So I can assure the parents the worship service tonight will be relatively short so that little kids can get to bed if they need to. All right, so again, welcome, and I'd like to invite you to please all rise, and we will begin by singing our first hymn on page, can you remind me? 424, this is Come and Let Us Go, and we will sing this song through twice. Go unto the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of our God. Come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of our God. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths, and the law shall go forth from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of our God. Come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of our God. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths, and the law shall go forth from Zion, and the word of the Lord, Jerusalem. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Please sit or kneel and join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so upon the earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Please be seated. I wanted to begin our camp this year by reading a very simple but very important and powerful passage from the Heavenly Doctrines. This is from Conjugal Love number 115. Everything which exists in the whole of heaven and everything which exists in the whole world is nothing but a form of the marriage between goodness and truth. In the Lord, good and truth, or love and wisdom, exist in their very union. For in the Lord, they are infinitely united. Now, since these two are infinitely in the Lord, who is the Creator, therefore they are also united in each and everything created by him. By this, the Creator is also conjoined with all things created by him in an eternal covenant like that of a marriage. Amen. So every year at Jacob's Creek, we have a theme. And do any of the children know what our theme is for this year? Anybody know? Conjugal love or the heavenly marriage. That's right. Sort of the same thing. So what is the heavenly marriage? Well, it's really very simple. You think about the Lord, and there are many, many different ways that we can think about and describe the Lord himself. However, in general, there are two very, very simple words that we can use to describe the Lord. And does anybody know what those two words are that I might be thinking of? Two very simple words that we can use to describe the Lord. Josiah? Those two words, could you come up here, Josiah, and hold this one over here? Are love. Hold it up down there. So I want to step down off to the side there. And do you want to come up and hold this one? And wisdom, that's right. Love and wisdom, two very simple words. When we think of the Lord, we can think of his love, his infinite love that he has for all of us and for the entire human race. And we can think about his wisdom. The fact that the Lord doesn't just love us, but he has the wisdom needed to lead us to heaven, where we can be eternally happy in his kingdom. And of course, we're taught that these two things, love and wisdom, come from the Lord and the Lord alone. All right, thank you. You guys can sit down for a second now. Now, I have another question that's a little bit of a trick question for the kids. So if these two things, love and wisdom, can be used to describe the Lord has love and he has wisdom, which of these two things does the Lord have more of? Does he have more wisdom, or more love? A little bit more love than wisdom? Or does he have a little bit more wisdom than love? Raise your hand if you think he has a little bit more love than wisdom. Remember, it's a trick question, by the way. Raise your hand if you think he has a little more wisdom than love. Which do you think? Well, the reason that it's a little bit of a trick question is because actually, and this is very, very important, we are taught that within the Lord himself, there is a perfect union or marriage between both love and wisdom. So in the Lord, you can think of it as him having the exact same amount of love as he does wisdom. And the reason that this is so important is because this is actually where we get our theme for this year, which is called the heavenly marriage. In the highest sense of this word, the heavenly marriage refers to the fact that within the Lord himself, there is a perfect spiritual marriage between his love and his wisdom. That is what the heavenly marriage is, or where it comes from. All right, pretty simple, right? Now, continuing to keep this rather simple, I do, though, want to invite us to take this one step further. Because love and wisdom exist perfectly united within the Lord, one of the things that we need to know and think about is that if we want to be with the Lord, if we want to be like the Lord, if we want to allow the Lord to someday lead us to a place in his heavenly kingdom, we also need to work to have this marriage between love and wisdom within our own hearts and minds. All right? And I want to read for you, again, a very simple story. It's a parable where the Lord illustrates this for us. He illustrates the fact that we can only come to really know the Lord and dwell with the Lord if we too have this heavenly marriage of love and wisdom within our own hearts and minds. I bet this is a story that some of you will recognize. It's from Matthew chapter 24. Excuse me, 25. Then shall the kingdom of the heavens be likened unto 10 virgins, who taking their lamps went forth to meet the bridegroom, which in this parable is sort of like the Lord. Now 5 of them were prudent, and 5 were foolish. They who were foolish, taking their lamps, did not take any oil with them. But the prudent ones took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom comes. Go ye forth to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said to the prudent, "Give us of your oil, because our lamps are extinguished." They went out, because a lamp with no oil can't stay lit for very long. And so the prudent answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not sufficient for us and for you. But go ye rather to them who sell, and buy for yourselves." But when they were gone to buy, the bridegroom came, and they who were prepared went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And afterwards came also the rest of the virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." And he answered and said, "Amen, I say to you, I have not known you. Watch therefore, because you know not the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man shall come." So really a very simple story. There were 10 virgins, right? 10 young women. And all of these 10 young women or virgins wanted to meet the bridegroom. They wanted to meet the Lord. Now, all 10 of these virgins or young women had oil lamps. This is a replica of a little oil lamp that they might have had back during those days. It's made often out of some sort of ceramic. It's got a little wick in it that you can see there. And you would again fill these oil lamps with oil and then light the wicks. If you want to hold that and just pass it along to the other kids once you take a look. And then it would stay lit and bring light to the room. So all 10 virgins had an oil lamp, but 5 of them had a problem. Can one of the kids remind me what that problem was? What was the problem that 5 of the virgins had? Yeah? 5 of them forgot to bring oil for their oil lamps. And so those 5 who had a lamp but no oil were not in the end able to meet the Lord or the bridegroom. Now again, there are so many details, wonderful details about this story we could talk about, but in general, the message is very, very simple. Oil lamps, like that one you're passing along and looking at, oil lamps themselves represent the Lord's truth or his wisdom. The oil that goes inside of the oil lamps to help it burn represents, any guesses? The Lord's love. The message of this simple story being that, you know what? If you don't have both wisdom and love in your heart and mind, you again won't be able ultimately to dwell with the Lord. If we want to dwell with the Lord and be led by the Lord, and eventually find a place with the Lord in his heavenly kingdom, we need to have this marriage between love and wisdom in our own hearts and minds. Then we'll be like the wise virgins that had both oil, love, and oil lamps, wisdom, and were able, therefore, to meet with the Lord. And most importantly, we'll then actually be like the Lord himself. Does that make sense? So this evening, again, as we're just getting going on camp here, I want you just to remember these two things about our theme. And listen carefully, because these are so important. Number one, that the heavenly marriage is nothing more than the marriage between love and wisdom that exists within the Lord Himself. Within the Lord Himself, there is a perfect union of love and wisdom. And that, more than anything, is the heavenly marriage that we'll be talking about. And number two, if we want to be like the Lord, if we want to dwell with the Lord, if we want to eventually live with the Lord in heaven, we need to have this same marriage of love and wisdom within our own hearts and minds as well. All right, we'll be talking about this theme for the rest of camp. Amen. I would like to invite you to all please rise, and we will sing our final hymn, which is The Shelter of the Love of God, or Psalm 91, which is on page 364.
Shelter of the love of God is my refuge and my life. I trust in Him to guide my days and protect me through the night. Because I come to Him in love and trust Him in all things. And I call His name, He shelters me with His wings. My faith is in the Lord alone, His word my help and shield. When thousands stumble by my side, His faithfulness is revealed. Because I come to Him in love and trust Him in all things. He answers when I call His name. He shelters me with His wings. Ever safe within His love I'll be, secure through all my days. The wonder of His mighty love always fills my heart with praise. Because I come to Him in love and trust Him in all things. He answers when I call His name. He shelters me with His wing.
Please bow your heads for the benediction. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Please be seated. Duke Joker's gonna come.